Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, a podcast extra from the Stuart Britain Show.
Hello, and welcome to a very special podcast extra about Avengers Infinity Wars. I'm joined by Nick Gardner to go over the film. Hello, Nick.
Whoop.
Oh, that was a bit loud.
I'm very excited to be here because the film was very good.
It was a very good film. So there's the verdict, and you can stop listening now. Anyway, the idea of the podcast is that we'll describe the film to you, and we'll give you a filthy great big spoiler warning because we will be broadcasting spoilers. The net is dark and full of spoilers. And we suggest if you haven't seen the film, you switch off by then go and watch it, then come back and listen to what we've got to say. Unless you really want to ruin it for yourself. But anyway, the idea of that's the idea of the podcast. Anyway, the film itself, Thanos, a.k.a.
Switch off now.
Oh, shush. Thanos, the Mad Titan, has this very lovely glove. And to make himself even more powerful than he is already, he needs to get, is it five Infinity Stones?
Five Infinity Stones. It's the Infinity Gauntlet.
The Infinity Gauntlet, and he needs to put them on the back of the thing so that he'll become ever more powerful. That's basically the gist of it. And the Avengers set out to stop him. So far, so good?
Yes, multiple threads to this one, as in they're not all together.
Who aren't all together?
The Avengers, they're not all at the... They don't all sort of fight together. There's some in one place, some in another, in different places.
So they're fighting different battles all over the show. So that's the setup of the film, broadly speaking. There isn't much more to it than that. Now, you've seen it. I've seen it.
Yes. It is the culmination of 10 years, because when Iron Man first released all those years ago, it was said there was a plan for the next 10 years, and this is the culmination of those 10 years.
Indeed. I think the logo, the Marvel Studios logo, has got 10 in it when the film begins, hasn't it?
I think it has, yes. I don't believe there was a plan when Iron Man 1 came out. I think it came into their mind a bit after that, and they just thought that would be good to do a 10-year plan. But still, 10 years on, we've got the conclusion, part one of everything that's come before.
And I have to say, I really enjoyed this film. I mean, it's an excellent piece of cinema, isn't it?
Yes, and it's chock-a-chocker full of superheroes.
Should we go through the list of the superheroes which are actually in it? So I've got my list here, and you've got your list over there, so you'll fill in the gaps. So we've got Doctor Strange, Iron Man, the Guardians of the Galaxy, Groot, Rocket, Star-Lord, and...
Gamora, and Mantis.
Indeed.
And Drax the Destroyer.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
The Hulk.
No, not really.
Well, the Hulk is in it.
You scaredy cat.
More of that later. Yeah. Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Thor, Black Widow, Black Panther, Nebula, Loki, Vision, the Scarlet Witch, Falcon,
War Machine,
and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And you pointed out not Ant-Man.
Not Ant-Man and not Hawkeye. There's something about they've taken immunity, house arrest for the Sokovia Accords, but I think there's more to it than that.
So, anyway, the film is basically about, if I can borrow the phrase from The Lord of the Rings, one glove that rules them all.
Yes, when it's got all the stones in it.
When it's got all the stones in it.
Yes.
So that's the setup of the film.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit, the film is, what, 2.5 hours long?
Give or take, yes.
Give or take. And the time just shot by.
Yeah, it didn't feel long until it got to the last bit. I said, oh, if you end now, and it did end now. You know, when you're sat there and it gets to a big moment where you think, this is really bad, it's going to end, isn't it? And credits. And you're like, oh, a year to wait for the next one.
Is it that long?
Yeah, there's going to be one next year. And originally they were Infinity Wars Part 1 and Infinity Wars Part 2. But this just became Avengers Infinity Wars. The next one will be Avengers something, but they're not going to release the title for a bit because it will supposedly give away clues.
Oh, I see.
I gather.
Right, so now we're going to talk about the detail of the film.
Yes.
So this is going to be the spoilertastic bit. So, right, you have about 10 seconds to switch off the device that you're listening to this on if you don't want to hear the spoilers for the particular film. So if you'd rather go and watch, you know, the Guernsey Literium Potato Peel Pie Society or Beast or any other films which are on different podcasts, then, you know, go and listen to one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to go and find out what Infinity Wars is like without spoilers, switch off now. Otherwise, we're going to go now into the depth of the film and spoil it for anyone who's listening. So hopefully you've heard it or you've seen it already. So the detail of the film, Nick.
Yeah, well, basically, Thanos is a mad titan who believes that the universe is in imbalance. There are too many people living in it, and that's why they're suffering. And if he destroys half of life in existence, he will bring peace and prosperity to the universe.
He kind of regards death as a gift, doesn't he?
Yes, because, well, it's a gift to the ones who are left alive, is how he looks at it. And whilst he's incredibly powerful, he wouldn't be able to achieve this on his own, but the Infinity Stones that were born at the birth of the universe give him control over time, mind, etc. When he gets these, he's able to snap his fingers and kill half of life as we know it.
Reminds me of an episode of Doctor Who. You know, I am Sutek, I bring you the gift of death.
Mm. But no, it is definitely a bloodbath, this one, I think you can say. There's a lot of death in it.
So how does the film open? I think it opens with him sort of...
It opens where Thor Ragnarok left off, as in the credit sequence for Thor had the Asgard ship that was fleeing full of the Asgardians being caught by a massive ship, which is Thanos' ship. And it starts with Thanos having conquered everybody on board that ship, Thor included, and sort of gloating to Thor saying, "Hey, I've got you." And he's after whichever the one was in the Tesseract, I can't remember now.
The blue thing.
The blue thing that Loki stole from the vaults of Asgard before leaving, and that's why everybody dies. And Loki does, in fairness, try to stop him getting it, but Loki is dispatched.
There's a lot of that in the film, isn't there? There's a lot of, no, you shouldn't really have this. Oh, I'll give it to you anyway.
But there's the bit where the Hulk runs out, takes on Thanos, and Thanos just dismantles the Hulk in about 20 seconds. And you really see the difference between the Hulk's a brawler, Thanos is a trained fighter, and he's as strong as Hulk and just pulls him apart.
It's funny, the Hulk is just a scaredy cat from start to finish in this film.
Yeah, as in after that, he's saved by Heimdall sacrificing himself. And after that, whenever they need Hulk, Banner says, "Come on, Hulk." And Hulk goes, "No," and goes back inside Banner because he's scaredy cat.
Yeah, Banner spends an awful lot of his time going, "Go on, be angry, go on, really be angry," and can't really do it.
And you see him green up, and then you hear "No," and the green face, and the Hulk vanishes again. So Banner spends a lot of the time in the Hulkbuster armor, which was the one you saw in Age of Ultron that's designed to take on Hulk.
Yeah, Age of Ultron just made it sound like it was a film about washing powder, to my mind. But
yeah, but Ultron was the character.
Yes, there's Ultron Bio, and there's Ultron Color.
But I reckon Hulk will come back stronger in the next film. Why is that?
I don't know, Nick. Tell us.
Because he's scared, and as we know, fear leads to anger. And with the Hulk, anger leads to strength. So he'll be back.
Ah, but
Star Wars reference there.
Can he take on Thanos?
In the comic books, no. We'll see what he never manages to. But Thanos does fear the Hulk, I think. He'll avoid him if possible. But we'll see. There's some interesting ideas going on, particularly, which we'll get to later, the final scene in this film.
Now, moving on to the other characters in the film, Doctor Strange and Iron Man and Spider-Man and Captain America and Thor, we see those as the story progresses, but in actually different story arcs, aren't they? I mean, some of them spend their time together and some of them don't, and then some of them meet.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the first ones that we come across is Doctor Strange, because I thought, oh, there's Doctor Strange. And he's doing his thing, you know, with his arms and waving them around and creating those sort of shields.
Yes.
Which are fairly useless against Thanos, it has to be said.
They slow him down. They do more than just shields. He does do other clever things.
Oh, yes, he does lots of other clever things, like jump through those black holes in time.
But I'm not sure. You know the scene where, before they took on Thanos, Doctor Strange jumped forward through time and looked at 1.3 million possibilities of how to fight Thanos, and only one succeeded, and then they appear to lose. Have they lost, or is this all part of the 1.3 million that let them win? Were they meant to lose to win?
This is also true.
You know, if you've seen the film, you know what I mean.
I think the light relief comes when the Guardians of the Galaxy rock up, doesn't it?
Yeah, the Guardians are fantastic.
They are. I mean, there's not a lot of Groot saying "I am Groot" from start to finish, but there's a lot of what's the fella in green in this one? Not
mean Drax.
Drax. There's a lot of him looking really puzzled about the obvious.
Yeah, and Groot's now a teenager, so he goes, "I am Groot," with attitude now, which is really funny.
Yes, he does.
He goes, "I am Groot," like with the real sort of teenage attitude to it, and it's brilliant, I must say.
Well, when you first see him, he's playing a portable games console, isn't he?
Yes. And it's a retro 80s one, keeping in theme with The Guardians, where everything's retro 80s.
Mm. I mean, that bit of the film is really quite funny.
Yeah, and The Guardians are good characters. Gamora plays a huge role in this, because she's obviously one of Thanos' daughters, or adopted daughters.
Mm-hmm.
A lot comes out of that. I think her storyline's got a lot further to run in the next one. There's more going on, I think, than we saw. And do you want to know why I reckon Ant-Man's not in it or not?
Go on, tell us why you think Ant-Man isn't in it.
Well, there was a panel at one of the Comic-Cons a couple of months ago where Evangeline Lilly, who's in it, who plays the Wasp in the next one, said that in the next one, from what I gather, they figure out how to harness the quantum, they enter the quantum realm, which is subatomic. And that will open a whole new direction for the Marvel Cinematic Universe to go. So was Ant-Man actually doing stuff in this film at the subatomic level that we couldn't see? I don't know. I could be reading too much into her, but she did make some very cryptic comments about it opens up a lot of possibilities going forward.
But it did. I mean, so that's the that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America puts in an appearance, as does
a big appearance,
as does Thor.
Oh, Thor! Thor's good in this. He gets Stormbreaker.
And the Black Panther. So let's. I mean, there's a lot of action that takes place in Wakanda, isn't there?
Yeah, there's the sort of the Battle of Wakanda, so to speak, where Wakanda's attacked and they sort of do fairly well at fighting them back up to a point.
Actually, we've almost moved right to the end of the film because that's where the set piece takes place, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's all so intertwined. It's very difficult to pick out an individual set piece, I would say. Apart from bits in the middle are difficult to sort of separate from everything else. But Spider-Man is good. He's got an Iron Man suit, as in his new suit's a sort of an Iron Spidey suit.
The way it gets there is actually quite funny. You'll have to see it for the humour,
yes.
But the way it gets there is quite funny. Also the bit that's in the trailer where Spider-Man introduces himself as Peter Parker to Doctor Strange. He says, "Hello, Doctor Strange." Oh, we're using our made-up names, are we?
Yeah, that is his actual name. Doctor Stephen Strange. But no, there were many good... And I loved the alien reference in it. The aliens reference.
I missed that.
No, you didn't. It's right at the beginning where they're taking on that... When Doctor Strange has been kidnapped onto the ship... And they want to defeat Proxima Midnight, who's the big baddie. And they say, hey, there's a film reference, Alien. And they blow a hole in the ship and he's sucked out the side of the ship.
Oh, yes.
That's as in they can't defeat him normally because he's too strong. But let space do it before you suck him out into the vacuum. And then Spider-Man catches Doctor Strange and Tony Stark seals the hole.
Yep. I do remember seeing that.
Yes.
I have to admit, it was one of those films where you sort of started watching it and then the action was relentless.
Yes, it's not really. There's the odd lull in action, but pretty much it's action non-stop.
Very much so. Now, I think we've covered those characters. What about Nebula, Loki, Vision, the Scarlet Witch?
Well, Loki is killed pretty early on, with no resurrections this time.
Well, there's a massive spoiler. There's a lot of that going on. I did sort of sit there and wonder how on earth they were going to bring any characters back for any...
Well, everything is... if you look at the... Should we mention the end of credit thing now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right at the end when everything's gone bad... And Thanos,
this is a massive spoiler,
yeah.
So...
When Thanos has finally got the Infinity Gauntlet and has killed almost half the universe and everybody's dying, lots of the Avengers go, you get... cut to Mariah Hill and Nick Fury in a car. They realise what's going on. Nick Fury sees Mariah Hill vanish in front of his eyes, picks up some device and pushes send and then vanishes himself with a classic Samuel L. Jackson, "Oh, mother!" as he vanishes, which is brilliant because that's Samuel L. Jackson. And as it drops onto the floor, it said received and you get the shield of Captain Marvel. And if anybody knows her character in the comic book, she has some interesting cosmic powers that might... She can harness energy with stars, or could, but don't know how they'll bring it in. And we'll see how they've adapted her character for the film that's coming out, I think, end of this year or beginning of next year. Because she will obviously lead into the next Avengers movie. Whatever she does, the fact that Nick Fury calls her in as the sort of last resort means she's obviously been in the background, hanging back, in case she's needed, because she might have been quite useful in the fight against Thanos.
I'm still intrigued about Ant-Man, to be honest with you, but that's just
well,
me.
Well, it could just be he wasn't in it, but Evangeline Lilly's comments about once they enter the quantum realm, they can manipulate matter at its... they go beyond atoms, smaller than atoms. It opens up a whole new realm for Marvel superheroes to do things in. It was a very interesting comment. It might have been a red herring, that she was told to say, but it was definitely but, interesting.
But particularly those who are really, really tiny.
Yeah, but as you can tell, I'm a bit of a fanboy, more so than Stuart.
Get away. I mean, I just sat there and thought, that's a nice story. I mean, it seemed to me to be one set piece after another, yeah, this thing.
But there's so much, I think, going on that we... I might be reading too much into it, but there was definitely more... Particularly when Stephen Strange says, I had to give him the stone. Is that a cunning plan?
Yeah.
Is that Mr. Mannering? No, not Mr. Mannering. Baldrick, sorry.
It's not unwise to say that, you know, Thanos does get all of the stones.
Yes.
And that's pretty much where the film finishes.
But in a way, I wouldn't say I like Thanos, but you do understand his motivations. And he obviously does love Gamora, if you've watched it. He obviously does... has really grown attached to this girl he basically abducted and killed her parents.
But it's like watching one of those sort of TV programs where they leave you with a cliffhanger.
Yes.
And then you have to go back and see it again to find out what happens next time.
Oh, that's the whole point. Then people buy it again next year before the next one comes out. So they get a double dipping of people buying it again or something.
I think they've already sold the tickets for next year. But it's like Saturday morning cinema, you know, back in, you know, when my dad was young, where you would go and see a film and then you have to go back next week to find out what happened.
Yeah. But this is going to be about a year, I think. Give or take a year, I think.
Yeah, well, those movie tickets, I think, have already been sold.
But they've got a new Ant-Man and Wasp film coming out in between. They've definitely got a Captain Marvel film, because there's two more at least coming out in between now and Avengers that will probably all contribute something and begin to give you clues as to maybe what was going on or any ulterior motives in that one, put it that way. But the next Avengers film, it might become quite obvious or more of a clue how they might... come back from where they were, because I think they've already announced the next Black Panther film, which will be difficult.
Well, I mean, I have to say I love the Black Panther film. That was a great piece of cinema. Certainly before the podcast time, but it was an excellent piece of cinema. Anyway, thank you very much, Nick, for your thoughts on that.
Thank you for having me.
That's all right. So our thoughts on Avengers Infinity War. Excellent film. Excellent, excellent film, and sets up nicely for the second bit, whatever.
And the next two coming. As well, Ant-Man and Captain Marvel, I think.
Those as well. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed this podcast special, this podcast extra, and we'll see you again next week for the regular podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.